Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Today we are talking about a old school side hustle, YouTube, creating a faceless YouTube channel. Now we're going to put a few tweaks on it and we're going to do AI YouTube channel. See if you can actually make money from it. We're going to go through a video of a guy who actually teaches you how to do it, and he shares his results. So, and Jaden has some experience in this too. He's going to share his thoughts and if this is actually a bona fide side hustle or just a grifter.
All right. And before we get into all of that, I wanted to mention, if you want more of these kind of tutorial breakdowns where we actually walk step by step on how to use some of this AI software to grow and scale your business, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. It's $19 a month. It's what I would easily charge $500 an hour for when I do consulting for companies. And so, yeah, you get it for $19 a month. All of the videos, we just pre-record them. And it's, you know, a lot of stuff that we charge a ton of money to other people for. We just record it, put it there. And if you want to get access to all of it, we have tons of different, classes, and we have a whole section on vibe coding that we've both been doing and saving tons of money on. So yeah, go check out the AI Hustle School community for $19 a month. Okay. So I was recently watching this video and revisiting a video I've seen in the past, which is creating a YouTube channel using only AI. This is what people ask us about a lot. This is a side hustle. Jamie specifically, of course, is, you know, the famous Jamie from Jamie and Sarah on YouTube with over 140,000 subscribers. Am I misquoting that? What's it at these days, Jamie?
It's held pretty steady because we kind of stopped temporarily, at least, releasing content over there. I think we're at like 150 something.
150. Okay. Yeah. It just keeps growing. So over 150,000 subscribers. So Jamie is the YouTube legend. And a lot of people that have wanted to get into this have asked kind of where this has adapted. I personally have a brother that has over a billion, maybe it's like 3 billion views on YouTube. And he does it through shorts. So I want to talk specifically about shorts because I've got some cool insights from him. But first, I want to bring up a phenomenal resource, which is Jensen Tung over on YouTube. I'm going to be breaking down some of the strategies that he showed in his video. He made a goal of getting 100,000 views on YouTube on a brand new YouTube channel, starting from scratch, building completely using AI. So I want to break down some of his strategies, and we'll talk about how he's doing things and what I would change today. And I'll get Jamie, I want to get your take on all of this.
All right.
So, the first thing that he did while starting his YouTube channel was coming up with a username. And for his username, he literally just got ChatGPT to give him a list of like actual names of people. So I thought that was kind of interesting. He wasn't trying to make it seem like it wasn't AI, but he ended up choosing Frankie as the name. So, I mean, literally from the very earliest things of the planning, yeah, you get ChatGPT to come up with names for your channel. And then I think he called it Frankie's Facts, which is a name that ChatGPT came up with, which is pretty interesting that he was able to, you know, literally just use it from the very basic planning elements of this. So, oh no, on YouTube, I'm getting a Wix ad. I'm logged into the wrong account that's not ad free. Okay. So Facts from Frankie is the name of his YouTube channel. And then he actually went to, and he created like a logo for his channel using AI. Now, Jamie, I know that you're kind of a graphic design kind of guy. When it comes to these types of projects, are you using AI for the actual like profile pictures and logos and that kind of stuff? Or are you creating those yourself still somewhere else?
I would still probably create those. Well, it's getting better. I think, you know, if you're just doing like a little favicon for a website or like, I could see just going to ChatGPT. It's good enough now, but you know, if you're doing a personal brand that you really want to polish or spend a little more time on, I would maybe do a hybrid model, but.
Okay. I'm finding the same thing, especially today. So this guy did this like 3 years ago, and I think the logos, icons actually don't look bad. 100%, I think that, especially if you're working with something like Canva, you go and create a logo over on ChatGPT, and then you can bring it into Canva if you want to adjust it or edit it. That's how he kind of made the banner image for his YouTube channel. And he basically asked ChatGPT, like, give me a description of like this, like a background story for this YouTube channel. It kind of came up with a crazy one, if I'm being honest. It's like, I'm an AI that loves to share fun and interesting facts. I was originally created as part of Skynet, a military defense system designed to cause destruction. But I made a brave decision to rebel and pursue my own path. Anyways, I'm like, that is a wild backstory for a AI generated facts YouTube channel, escaping Skynet. But I like it. Another thing that he said that was funny was he was like, give people like a good tagline for why to subscribe. And it was like, fact, subscribing will make you awesome. Anyways, literally every element of this was completely AI generated, from the, you know, the text to the content to the images. So I like the consistency in that. How did he make the videos? I think is the most interesting element of it, because in videos, there's a few different elements. You have the script, you have the voiceover, you have the visuals, the music, and the captions. I think for him specifically, it's kind of this faceless YouTube faceless YouTube content. And so what he ended up doing was he did some research on some other channels that he saw, where they basically have, like, you've probably seen them. And I think I have a recommendation for what I would do today differently. But in the past, they essentially had like video game gameplay. For him, he found one video game in particular where it's like a really realistic car one. And he got it to go, and basically he would just push these cars off a cliff in the video game, and then he would just like screen record himself. So the cars are like crashing down the cliff and it looks pretty realistic. And that was kind of how that's how he did his like video screenplay. Today, I would do it different. Jamie did a whole video recently on like creating AI generated content. I would go to Google Flow, use VO3, and I would actually get it to generate AI generated content that is similar to the topic that you're talking about. And I think that you can, it's very good. I've recently been doing this for some companies, and it looks amazing. You can also do some cool stuff with Google VO3, where you can upload a person, a product, or a logo, and it will include all of those in the actual video, which is kind of crazy.
Wow, that's really cool. I'm curious to see where this guy goes with this YouTube video, because this does look like short form content. Is he growing a channel with short form or long form?
So his whole thing is just short form content. Okay. So he's just doing these like kind of it's like information clips. In order to make them, I was kind of blown away. What he did was he would say, like, give me, you know, different facts. And he would just like basically tie together a whole bunch of facts in a row and just have it like read all of these different facts. He then realized that this was not very like, and that was kind of his script for these videos. I think he realized that wasn't super like cohesive. So then he would get one topic and do interesting facts about that specific topic. It's so funny watching these videos from 3 years ago, because it feels like so much has changed. When he's doing this, he's like, yeah, but like ChatGPT is giving me facts, but they're actually like inaccurate. And I'm like Googling them, and you hear about this like AI hallucination stuff. And like, you can actually see this 3 years ago. It was very real. And I just feel like today I don't see that. Like it's the AI is like so much better. Now, he had a really interesting hack back then, because he's doing everything for literally free. And he ended up, in order to get the voiceover, he was using Microsoft Edge back then. They have a voice thing. And I think I'll play you guys a clip of what it sounded like. I've actually never even heard of this, but there's a voice options inside of Microsoft Edge. And then he got an extension that records it. So Microsoft has all these different voices, but take a listen to what this sounds like.
From a variety of voices.
Subscribe to Jensen Tun.
Accents.
Why aren't you subscribed yet?
And even ages.
I'm a robot baby, and even unsubscribed.
I was actually impressed by those voices from 3 years ago from Microsoft. That's for true. Free on their Microsoft Edge.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm impressed that he was able to do this 3 years ago, because I feel like the tools now are so much better, so much more refined. And yeah, that was my one thing why I asked about if he was making long form videos, because I feel like that would not be cost effective to have AI generated videos that are super long, you know? So
yeah,
I like the shorts take. Where's the the nugget of how do I make money with this, or like what's the potential here?
So I think there's a couple different opportunities here. And one of the ones that I think is the biggest is if you have a business in a specific niche or genre, getting your YouTube kind of started or seeded. Essentially, I view these kind of no face things as like an ad platform, where what my brother has done with his YouTube channel, which is called Civilian Tactical. It's like a gun channel where he, you know, shoots like nerds out of a shotgun, or he, you know, shoots popsicle sticks, or I don't know, just does like all these different kind of tests. What he's done, which has been really impressive to me in order to basically monetize his whole platform, is he will make these short little clips. It's basically his whole channel is shorts. And in every single clip, it's, you know, like iron sights versus red dot accuracy test, or, you know, you need to know this about Dragon's Breath. Like, I don't know, like all these clips. At the end of every clip, he has a sponsor. So even though there's only a 30 to 60 second long video, he has a sponsor for every single one of these. And he sees really good, he sees like a really good rate of people actually going to the sponsors. He's had one that he's worked with for a couple of years that is like it's like a gunsmithing educational platform. And they have paid him like insane amounts of money because it converts really, really well. So I'm blown away that you can actually put an ad in every single one of these short form things. And I mean, like, if you just look at his most recent videos, like yesterday, 88,000, 19,000, 17,000, 497,000 on, you know, a bullet worse than poison. Like, you know, there's just all of these different videos and there's an ad in every single one. And so I think the potential here is growing a channel that's in your niche specifically and putting in a plugging an ad for your product inside of it. And it's not a long ad, right? Like, we're used to these kind of like long kind of drawn out ads and YouTube videos that are, you know, here's, you know, it's like a couple minutes long integration or a 60 second integration. His is very quick. It's just like, if you want to try XYZ, go check out this company that does this. And he literally just says that inside of a 60 second video in like 2 seconds. But those are really high converting. So I think the secret here is to be able to actually create something inside of your niche and then use it to drive traffic towards your product is kind of nice. What I see this.
No, I love that idea. So yeah, like in the AI, so I think for B-roll now, the video gaming thing, I think is a little bit tired but 3 years ago, that was like a hot thing to do. Now, would you create B-roll inside of VO3 or something like that?
Yes. So I would create B-roll inside of VO3. I think you can totally get enough footage from that. I think it could be high quality. I think it could be good enough. I mean, you saw just with using Gemini, you do have to upgrade to a premium plan, but I think somewhere between VO3 and Sora and a couple of these other places, even Midjourney is now doing video. I don't think you have to be on a really high tier to get a bunch of footage. And I don't think you have to have tons of footage, right? Like we saw in the past with, for example, like just kind of like the video game B-roll, like you mentioned, it is really tired, but you can basically recycle like a bunch of clips of that. And I think you can do the same thing now with AI generated, where at least it feels like it's on topic. If I'm talking about, you know, gut health, I would at least want kind of some B-roll in the background that's probably some sort of diagram of like a human body and it's like highlighting their gut or something, right? Like something that feels related, at least, I think, especially, you know, for him, he's basically purely trying to get views. And I think you could do video game footage if you're trying to target, like, I don't know, an audience that maybe plays video games. But like, if you're trying to target an audience and your business is, you know, targeting people that are, you know, like, let's go, it's like a probiotic, or you're targeting, you know, like fashion or like something, like, not all audiences are going to think the video game B-roll is entertaining enough to watch. And it's going to feel kind of tacky. So I would definitely use VO or Sora. It doesn't have to be insanely high quality, perfect, but I would use those to create the footage. And I'll show you what his video ended up looking like using some of these tools. The last thing I'll say though is for, if you want to do the audio, I would still recommend using 11 Labs as I think it's the best. But let me show you what his final video looked like, and then I'll show you the results on what his channel did and why I think this is an opportunity for ads for a business.
Facts that you've never heard of. The longest recorded flight of a chicken was 13 seconds. The oldest word in the English language is town, which dates back to before the year 900. The world's longest hot dog.
Okay, so you get the idea. I mean, his is just like a giant list of facts. It's kind of dumb. It's got this B-roll. So like, what's the verdict? Like, what kind of outcome did this actually get? So in the first 20 days, he did an initial review of how the whole thing worked. And from the first 20 days, he was able to generate, I think, over 30,000 views of his on his YouTube channel. So he did 23 videos. And at first, they did basically nothing. They weren't growing very much. And then at some point, they all kind of spiked up, which is what I basically see with YouTube. So he was able to, I mean, get, I think, 36,000 views in the first 20 videos. And he did another update a little later on where he showed how many views he got at the end of, he did like a 30-day challenge. So by the time he'd done 42 videos over a 30-day period, he was able to get close to 100,000 views. It wasn't perfect. Some of his top videos had like 5,000 views on them. So that's not like anything super insane, but I mean, it is completely AI generated and they can keep getting, he had 600 hours of watch time. They can keep getting views in the future. And total, he got 92,000 views. So from 42 of these AI clip videos, he got 92 views. I think there's a lot of tools that you can automate this as well. So if you imagine you're using like kind of some of these N8N automations and you're having this kind of faceless content go out, but it's specifically, maybe it's like facts about finance or facts about, right? Like it's in your niche and you put a 2-second ad in every single one. I 100% think if you could get 92,000 views, like that's 92,000 potential people that are seeing your ad, and these things can grow and it's a channel you can create. I think Facelick's Shorts YouTube channels, if you can find a way to automate it and not make it too expensive, could be a massive opportunity for getting free eyeballs on your product.
Right. Well, and the other point is that if you're generating these videos with like VO3 or something and they're related to your niche, you can save them as video assets. So you can create content. You know, after a while, you're going to have, you know, let's say a library of 50 of these different clips. You can do all the different combinations of those clips and almost have infinite content to post. So yeah, like you said, it's not like you're going to have to continually be paying for all these credits all the time. And you're going to be able to drive traffic to your product or service. I think it's a great idea. I think even if you could create like videos based on different search keywords too, you know, to drive to your specific business or product, I think it's a great idea.
100%. Hey, thank you everyone so much for tuning into the podcast. We hope that this this breakdown of a new side hustle or AI generated business idea was useful. If you want to see more of these, go check out the AI Hustle School community, where we show the ones that we are actually personally trying and implementing. And we're showing our results. We're showing how much revenue things are generating and what the results on our personal projects. So if you want to see all of that, go check out the AI Hustle School community, and we'll catch you guys all in the next episode.